Hello, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live, and today's presentation is from the mother of a beautiful missing boy, Sean Seedy, who left home on May 21st to visit a teacher near Golden Gate Park in San Francisco and never came home, and he has been missing ever since, and we need everyone on the planet to keep an eye out for this beautiful boy. I have his mother, Lynn Ching, with me here today, and I just wanted to talk to Lynn about her son, Sean. I noticed that he had sent her, or given her, a Mother's Day card that was so beautiful, and I saw that love letter and thought, I want Lynn here with me to talk to everybody about Sean. So, Lynn, I'm going to go to you,
okay.
And I just want you to talk about Sean and who he is. And let's start with that letter, because you said you had some things to say about that. Can you describe it?
It's a Mother's Day card that Sean gave to me, I'd say, this Mother's Day, 2 weeks before he went missing. And I think the card totally embodies Sean.
How?
It's thoughtful. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
His cartoons are, Sean draws cartoons all the time.
Did he always?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the most wonderful cards. And it's just Sean. Sean has always been a good kid, a sweet kid. I mean, we waited for years fearing the teenage years.
Oh,
but,
let's talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. He was not rebellious, at least not openly.
Mm-hmm.
Always a good kid.
And this card is filled with hearts and love,
mm-hmm.
just huge helpings of love to you. I mean, a love letter that we don't exactly know whether that was a hello, a goodbye. We do know it was an I love you.
Oh, yes.
And it'll carry Sean forever in his own handwriting, his own drawings. Talk about Sean as a baby, what he was like.
Sean was a first child,
mm-hmm.
and I stayed home with him for 3 years. So he was a clingy baby.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some good times together. As a child, very early on, Sean has always been the entrepreneur from day, I'd say, since he was 5 or 6.
What did he do? How did he show that?
Well, he actually did not do it openly, but he had, I noticed when we went to the tennis courts and the swim club that he started collecting all these old dirty balls.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think anything of it. And then one day his younger sister told me that they were selling the balls. So
oh,
it appears
good
plan. That Sean was collecting the balls, going up the hill across the street to
mm-hmm.
the dog park, and
oh,
selling
clever.
Each dirty, torn ball
uh-huh.
for $3.
So the dogs could play with them and they'd get dirtier and torner.
And people would buy them.
Oh.
That's his first business.
His first job.
And it never stopped.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What are the things that he liked to do?
Sean liked creating businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd walk into his room and he'd be on the State Board of Equalization site, or he'd be listening to some other business tapes.
Interesting. So that was just really inborn, more or less.
I'm sorry?
Inborn.
Oh, yes. His passion.
And so he did that always. What were his friendships like when he was little?
He has a best friend. His name is Nabul. And Nabul and Sean shared the same nanny. So they were 6 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean went to the French-American school, which just happened to be on the same campus as Nabul's school, which
mm-hmm.
is the Chinese-American school.
Mm-hmm.
And so they grew up together. He has close friendships, and his friends are very distraught right now.
Yes. What I'm just wondering, would it be good for people to know, you know, I think sometimes when, well, let's talk about Sean's needs. I mean, Sean's injury. Let's talk about the injury that Sean suffered that has complicated this whole issue of his leaving home and finding him. I understand. Well, you talk about it. You tell what happened.
Well, in November, Sean had a major injury.
And this is 2012.
2012.
So how did he get that?
He fell 3 stories down on his head. it's shattered his entire right skull. The ambulance came and...
You were home? This was during the day?
I was not home, mm-hmm. but someone was home with him. Mm-hmm. And the ambulance came and the hospital was about 6 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And before the ambulance arrived at the hospital, Sean was already in a coma. Mm. However, the doctors, the experts at San Francisco General Hospital, I mean, they're so wonderful.
Oh, good.
Wonderful hospital. Mm-hmm. They saved his life. And mm-hmm. They not only saved it...
This was surgeries at hospital time? Or
these were emergency surgeries.
They were surgeries.
Oh, yeah. His shattered skulls, pressure rising. Yeah. And it was touch and go. He easily could not have made it.
Of course.
He was in a coma for a couple of days. He was in ICU and in the hospital for 2 weeks. But the resilience of an 18-year-old.
Yes, it must be. It must be, because 2 weeks does not sound like very long in a hospital for a crisis like that.
No, but...
When he came out of his coma after 2 days, did he know who you were? Or you can't tell?
The first thing that Sean said, and I was not there, mm-hmm. but his father was there and the nurses were there, is, I want my mother.
Okay. And so you obviously stayed pretty much on watch with him the whole time he was in the hospital. When he came out, where did he go? Home?
When he came out, he came home for a brief time, and then he had to go back into the hospital mm-hmm. to have a man-made skull implanted. Mm-hmm. And so he was back at UCSF.
What were his spirits during all this? It must have been awful for him.
He went through a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. I mean, physically he was in pain. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of pain, mm-hmm. a lot of medication. Also with a brain injury, you're not the same person. Mm-hmm. You're very disoriented. It's hard to filter all the noise.
Was he aware that he was not the same person? Or is this something that
I think he recovered, he was aware that he was not the same person. And so
you mentioned that there was some difficult adjustment. I can only not even imagine, but what was it like for him, the adjustment? What did he come to realize?
With a brain injury, and the earliest recovery period was 2 years.
Oh.
So when Sean went missing on May 21st, he was only 6 months post-injury, so he was very early into the process.
So Sean is out there injured.
Very injured.
And maybe not knowing where he is or who he is.
When you have a brain injury mm-hmm. of that severity, mm-hmm. I mean, anything could happen. Just a slight knock on the head, just not having the right nutrition, mm-hmm. disorient you. You're subject to seizures, to amnesia, perhaps. I mean, each person is different,
yes.
and every day is different.
So what we want people to know in looking for Sean, I would guess, I mean, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but I'm just taking a guess for me, that they need to keep their eyes open for a slightly built young man, a teen in a hoodie.
Well, it was a rain jacket.
A hooded rain jacket.
Right, North Face, gray and black.
Yes, and maybe wandering anywhere.
Wandering anywhere, not knowing his name, we imagine, not remembering our phone numbers, mm-hmm. not even knowing how to ask for help. That's the scary part.
That is the scary part. And he's got braces.
Correct. He has braces on his teeth.
Which is a real telltale thing to look for.
Correct.
He is, what, about 5'5"?
He's about 5'5", very slight, 120 mm-hmm. pounds. Right now, I guess his hair would have grown. He would have big, big hair.
Right. And he may be, weighing less.
Oh yeah.
But he's got braces, and that's not so common to find out there on the street. So when you're looking, we just have to keep our eyes open and our compassion high.
Right.
And assume if you see this young man out there anywhere, any young man who fits this description. If you say his name out loud, even if he doesn't know who he is, it will trigger something, right? And you want...
I hope that he remembers mm-hmm. his name. I think that would help.
Do you think he may be moved to follow a soft and caring voice offered. It's important that somebody get him to the police station so they can call you, right?
Get him to the police station, or, you know, take him to the hospital, have the hospital call the police.
Okay, hospital, yes. Okay.
But don't leave him there because I don't think he will seek help. I don't think he knows how to seek help at this point.
Right. And but that's a good point. Don't leave him there. Yes. If you see him, just, you know, take an arm, take a something, and lead him to safety. Okay. Tell me about his friends right now and the movement to find Sean and the people who have joined you in this.
The people who have joined are friends, family, but a lot of the community, a lot of people that we don't know, mm-hmm. who have just from the goodness of their hearts, mm-hmm. I mean, posted flyers every weekend, mm-hmm. You know, shared the posts on Facebook, put the word out, sent emails out to their friends. I mean, it's
let's give Sean's website or a website that people can go to.
Well, there are two websites set up. Mm-hmm. The first is Facebook Find Sean City.
Okay.
And that's a public page, so anyone can access this.
Okay, and for people who are on Facebook, you could just put in, under search, Sean City. SEANSIDI.
Correct.
Now, I know I found him on www.seancity.com.
That's another website.
Okay. So you can go and find out more about this boy. And what do you want to say to people just right now? Just from his mother, who he needs.
I don't think that Sean can find his way home. Mm-hmm. I think that he definitely needs us to find him. Okay. It will be, I predict, as you discuss, someone going up to him, recognizing him, and hopefully, you know, calling the police, right. Getting him to the hospital. Right. That is how Sean will be found.
Okay. And just if you are moved to say Sean to anybody, so if it's not Sean, you've lost nothing. If it is Sean, you've saved a world here of his family and his friends. Anything else you'd like to say? You want him home.
We want him home. We're remaining hopeful.
And if we can share this particular taping, if we can share this particular plea and send it all over the world, there is a slim chance that Sean might even hear his mother saying, please come home. Why don't you just say to him what you want to say?
Sean, we miss you every day. We hope every day that you'll call us or someone will find you.
And you're waiting for him with open arms.
We are.
Sean, your family and half the world you don't even know is waiting for you to come home and wants to see you just safe and healthy and on your way back to happiness. So for now, this is Janet Gallen saying goodbye and with prayers that we will find Sean City. Thank you.